This week, Nick and I chat about Penrose, we get excited for Ribs, and the Grateful Dead concert. All that and more on this week's episode. We do these last 3 weeks that we do. What'd you make it to?
Yeah, because you know, got a cork popped out, boom, it just flies like fucking 10 feet. We're like, yeah, let's do it.
The legend, Mr. Pete Crowley. I love Pete Crowley, man.
How's that beer? What you think it is?
It'll be like the stuff you hear. You ever go to every time you go to Floyd's, all the music sounds like this. Rah, rah, rah.
Hey, and welcome to Chicago Beer Pass. I am Brad Chmielewski.
Hey, Brad. I'm Nick White.
Yeah, thanks for coming back, Nick. I'm so glad. I couldn't do this show without you.
What's going on, man? Good to see you.
Yeah,
man.
You too. We got some cans of beer here we're drinking. We might have to just kill this whole six-pack of the Dortmunder Lager, the Dog Days of Summer.
Yeah, man.
Two brothers.
It's very appropriate, man. We got a sixer of this. It's good to see an old friend like Two Brothers back on the show.
All right. How much we dog them?
Yeah. I see what you did there. 5.1%. It's fun that they got their stuff in cans. There's a new poutine shop, right? Like on in Logan Square.
Okay.
Like two, three doors down from the Revolution Pub.
Oh, really? Okay.
Like nonstop poutine till like 2 a.m. That's Jeez. The first thing I got was a couple of these cans.
Okay.
From I got the IPA, but it was cool that they were in cans.
Right. Poutine, know? Man. I don't know. It's like a once a maybe year thing. It's kind of like a deep dish pizza for me. It's like,
yeah, I wonder how long that place is going to be there. Yeah.
But I guess Revolution closes, you got the drunk people, you got other places over there, people are just hanging out, so you get some poutine. It's kind of like a late night food.
Yeah, totally. And then like if you're like tired of like tacos or something, right? Because you can always get tacos.
I don't know. Who's tired of tacos?
I'm not tired of tacos.
No one's tired of tacos.
Yeah, man. So this is 5.1% from the good folks in Warrenville, Illinois. I like it, man. It's it's a lager, but it's definitely got a lot more flavor than the kind of lagers we're used to, right? This is more on par with like what's a lager that Half Acre makes?
Their Pony Pils.
Yeah,
that's a pilsner.
Yeah, it's a pilsner. Yeah, it's more aligned with that, with like just big bold flavor for a 5% for a 5% lager.
But if you had to pick this or a Metropolitan lager, I feel like I'm going to pick a Metropolitan.
I'd lean more towards Metro.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like everything is a little bit more in step with the Metropolitan lager. Probably a little bit smoother.
Yeah. Do you think they will ever make the switch to cans?
Metro? Oh, Metro's not in cans.
No. I feel like for their image of like, I don't know, like a worker, like iron fist, like I don't know, just like blue collar kind of thing, like cans make a lot of sense.
Yeah, that's true. I know they're working on a new facility, right? So maybe we'll see cans from them going forward.
Okay.
But yeah, right now you see a six pack from them. I never thought about that.
And how often they post shotgunning videos with PK and Doug, you know, they could shotgun their own beers.
The shotgunning culture is running rampant at Metropolitan. Yeah, which is the only brewery in town as far as we know. That's just dedicated to strictly making like pilsners and lagers.
Oh, I thought you was that strictly dedicated to shotgunning.
And shotgunning.
It's the only brewery we know.
Yeah. I'd imagine them going to cans. Cans are, I don't know if they're easy, if they're cheaper, but
I think may in the long run, but like the upfront cost is a lot because you do have to buy cans to sit on. You have to buy them in huge quantities. That's why you see like Spiteful and some of those other people buy like blank cans and they just slap their logo on it.
Okay.
Yeah. But if you never listened to Chicago Beer Pass before, what Nick and I do is this. We talk about drinking while drinking. We usually talk about the events we made it to this past week, and then we get into some of the events we're going to and even some that we're not that you should probably check out because, you know, we can't make it to every event. Our livers and our pocketbook.
Dude, there's just two of us.
And even if we split them up, that wouldn't be, that still wouldn't happen.
And we haven't got the government grant yet that allows us to have a staff
that
we can send to these things. So
if anyone wants to send us money or send us beer, we will take it and gladly drink more of it. That's no problem. So I say we jump into this past week. I know I had a fun week.
Right on.
I didn't make it to a lot.
Okay.
But I biked out to Penrose.
Yeah. This is a something that's out of my realm of comprehension, right? Like, you get on a bicycle, mm-hmm. and you go from Chicago out to, what is it, like 30-plus miles?
It's about 38 miles yeah. from my house to Penrose.
And you go to Penrose, and then you bike back?
We did bike back. There's always the, like, half-joking, half-serious, like, oh, we should just take the train, right, guys?
Train's like a mile away.
It's right there. No, we got to do the whole thing. And yeah. everyone's like, you want to do the whole thing? And then you're also like, I could just drink on the train
yeah.
and be done with it. But we biked the whole thing. We went there and back.
That's intense. Is there a certain route for this thing?
So you go through the west side of the city a little bit, which is sometimes sketchy.
Yeah.
Depending on the time of day.
Yeah.
But this was pretty good. We took, I think, Madison down most of the way.
Okay.
Or Washington, one of those, whichever.
Yeah,
one
just goes. So you go straight west and then go north?
Yeah, so then you okay. get on the prairie path, and then you just kind of follow the path yeah. all the way. So you're on like a gravel trail almost the whole time.
Okay.
Which kind of sucks to bike on.
Yeah.
Once you hit like street and pavement, you're like, oh, it's just easier and smoother riding.
Mm-hmm.
But we got out there. We ran into some people that also biked from Chicago.
Really?
But
they weren't in it for the booze, though.
They were, but yeah. they half-assed it. They took the train to Lake, to like one of the towns.
Yeah.
So they they didn't want to bike that west side of the city.
Yeah.
Which, understand, you know, you get yelled at. Guaranteed yeah. riding through there, someone's yeah. going to yell at you.
Blowing horns, yelling.
Yeah. 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 Like, you can't get off my street. It's like, what?
What are you doing?
I'm trying to. I'm just passing through.
Do you not see me on a bike?
Yeah. Not staying the night. Sorry. So they skipped the like that part of the city. So they didn't, you know, they didn't do it in my eyes.
They're not hardcore.
No. But we did the whole thing. We left around 9:30, 10 o'clock, and made it back around 7 p.m.
Okay.
So we stuck around there. We ordered some pizza at Penrose because yeah. they don't have food. It looks like they had like a tent set up, like they did an event where they were grilling out maybe the day before or the weekend before.
Yeah.
But we ordered some pizza and, yeah, drank a whole bunch of beers.
So I'm guessing you're going flights at this point maybe when you finally land at Penrose.
Well, when we first got, we all went straight beers. We were like thirsty.
Yeah.
Give me what you got. Give me the lightest thing.
Right.
And I just need to slam one back. And then we did another beer. Each, and then we all, there was four of us, and they do flights in four, so we're like, oh, well, let's, I don't really want a full beer, because I was drinking on the way there, too, on the bike.
There you go.
And so I did, we all split, like, a flight. We all got, like, a little four-ounce pour in yeah. their flight.
Now, I like the Penrose flights, because I've seen images of them, and they, I think they're, like, little tulip flights, right? Like, little tulip glasses?
Yeah, they are. Yeah. So they feel classy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fancy. It's pinkies up.
Yeah, exactly. As you're eating your, like, greasy pizza, drinking Belgian beers.
Right on. Yeah.
All the beer was fantastic. I think our only gripe might have been, like, we could have gone for, like, a different style of beer. You know, all their...
because everything's Belgian.
Yeah, all their beers are Belgian beers. They do great beers.
Yeah.
But there's some times where you're like, after a 40-mile bike ride, it's like, give me a Dortmunder lager.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just yeah. I need something to just like crush quickly or just like, you know, knock back up. Yeah. That was my only complaint, I guess. But,
yeah. Yeah. It's the dog days of summer, yeah. you know.
But most people aren't biking there and they just want to go there.
They
and
just
like,
want a Belgian.
You know, yeah. try their beers. They drove or maybe walked if they live in the town and have a couple of beers and then head home.
I hear that.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
That was mainly what I did this weekend. Mainly my drinking besides just the normal, I guess.
Yeah.
Normal hanging out.
For sure.
How about you?
I didn't do a whole lot. I did stop by Little Goat for a little bit. They had an event on the roof. It was Founders and Centennial. I'm sorry, not Centennial. Founders and Bells
Bell, event.
Okay. Yeah.
Centennial's their beer.
Centennial, yeah. Centennial's is the Founders IPA. That's why I had it on my mind. And, yeah, you know, so they're both on the same distributor in Chicago now. You know, Bells is over at Lakeshore, and then Founders for the last year or so
okay.
has been on the same label. So just had their beers on the rooftop. I had to go low ABV, you know, so I just went all day IPA. which is like almost 60% of what Founders is making nowadays.
Okay.
Their Centennial IPA from Founders is also in cans, which that was a new discovery for me. I didn't know that.
Oh, cool.
And Two Hearted. Two Hearted is like one of my favorite IPAs probably ever.
Right. So was it last week or was it off show that you mentioned that Two Hearted and Centennial are the same beer?
It's roughly the same beer. That's a conversation we had. And I want to dive a little bit deeper and maybe like, you know, have like a enough of a story to present on like how they're connected or, you know, talk to more people about it. But my understanding is that there was a brewer, like Two Hearted was first.
Uh-huh.
And then that brewer went to Founders and essentially made the same beer.
He's just spreading his seeds.
Yeah.
Brewery to brewery.
Yeah. Yeah. And when you taste those beers, I'm, you know, now I want to taste them back to back, but okay. They don't remind me of each other, but they are, you know, they're both Centennial Hop Showcase beers.
Okay.
So it's not, and they're in the same state. It's not out of, you know, it seems like it could have some truth behind it.
Yeah. So did you have both of those and you didn't think that when you had them, or did
I've had the I haven't had Centennial yet.
Okay.
You know, it's been a while. I had Two Hearted and I had the All Day IPA.
Okay.
Yeah.
I feel like for whatever reason, I like Two Hearted more. But you know, if I have them back to back, maybe it's like, oh yeah, these are exactly the same. But in my mind,
somebody just got body slammed.
But... Yeah, I know. Doors getting slammed around here. In my mind, Two Hearted is the better beer.
Yes, that's same here.
Maybe it's marketing, I guess. Or maybe it was like one of those first like heavy hopped IPAs I had that was kind of like, oh, wow.
It's one of the first IPAs you fell for.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That first love.
I agree.
Never forget your first.
Never as good as the first time. Yeah, man. So that's really all I went to this week, man. Okay. A very light week this week.
Little Goat does a bunch of these events sometimes. They just have like little kind of one-off events on the roof where they're just like pouring a couple beers. And
yeah, their rooftop is really fun. It's like that indoor-outdoor space. They actually got a kitchen up there where, you know, so if they want to shut it down and do a private event, you know, they can just cook and deliver food straight from the upstairs kitchen.
Yeah.
But then for the most part, there's a bar indoors, and then you go outside, and there's a rotating goat marquee.
Yeah.
And then, you know, like enough room for maybe, you know, like 40, 50 people outside as well as inside. Like, it's a very cool space.
Yeah, I like hanging up there.
Completely different vibe from what goes on downstairs, which is basically a diner. I mean, there's another bar downstairs, but most of the space is dedicated to the diner.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice. So you avoided Lakeview this weekend, probably, with Pride Parade going on.
Yeah, I wanted to go hang out at the beach, but I didn't.
Okay.
I just kind of, like, got lazy and just kind of hung out at home. But I did miss... you know, Hot Dogs made its return for like 2 days.
I heard about it.
At the Goose Island Barrel Warehouse. I totally missed that.
Yeah.
I'd like to hear more about what happened there if anybody went.
You know, I feel like Hot Dogs is going to be like Bourbon County, your Bourbon County Rare. It's like,
yeah,
all right, man, I get it. You left. You were limited. Like, just go away. Like, I've had you, like, too many times now to be, like...
You always surprise me with the sentences you put together on this show. I thought you were going in another direction there, but...
No, right? Like, how many times have you had Bourbon
That's
County
true.
Or
yeah.
Bourbon County Rare, and you're just like, I've had it plenty, like, enough. Like, I don't need any more. I feel like that's what's going to happen with Hot Dogs. People are going to be like, yeah, I get it.
Yeah, you went away, but... You're kind of around still.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, yeah, because he was on there. He made a pizza at Peace a few months back. Yeah. I kind of want to go to that.
Okay.
Yeah. On a Bourbon County Rare note, man, I did have a bottle of Bourbon County Rare once, and it was like bottle, you know, 13,000. You know, it was like, how can you call anything rare if there's 13,000 of them?
Yeah.
You know, like, but anyway, they're all hand numbered. You know, this was 13,212 or whatever.
Okay.
But anyway. Yeah.
Nice. Okay. Well, should we jump into this week? It's a light week for some reason.
It's holiday weekend, you know. 4th of July is coming up, so not a whole lot of proper events. You know, this is kind of like, I guess, you know, grill, spend time with the family. This is the peak of the summer, really.
Yeah. The dog days of summer.
For sure, you know.
So, yeah. Just going to keep saying it. Anytime I can slip, like, dog or days
whenever
into
we
this
get,
episode.
Whenever we find, like, a super over-the-top phrase to use, we need, like, some sound effects to go with it. You like, know, like,
burr, burr, burr.
Every time we say dog days, yeah.
Well, the first event, I think, is Wednesday, right?
Right.
We got one at Division Ale House. It's right the, on. The Deschutes Tap Takeover and Release Party. So okay. This is even more than, you know, those two tap takeovers. Two right. beer tap takeovers.
They're right, taking over with these two beers. Yeah.
But we're going to get the Jubilee Ale 2015 release.
That sounds like it would be like a Christmas ale or something, though.
Yeah.
Doesn't it?
Wait, this is the Jubilee or the Jubilee Ale? I think there's two of them. I think there's a Christmas version and a non-Christmas.
And then like a 4th of July version.
Yeah, 4th of July version. This is a 10.4%, ooh. You know. Just, you know, 4th of July beer.
Who knows?
It's American Strong Ale with 50% aged in Pinot barrels and Oregon oak barrels.
Yeah.
And this hasn't been in the store since 2010. So I think this comes out every 5 years. That's the idea.
Oh, wow.
That's the idea about this beer.
Okay.
So I feel like I remember having it in 2010, and it's pretty tasty. So if you find this beer on tap or in bottle, definitely pick it up.
Yeah.
They're also going to have the Pine Drops IPA, which I haven't had that. That's part of the Bond Street series. The Armory XPA, the Chainbreaker, and the Fresh Squeezed IPA, which is that's a good IPA.
Fresh Squeeze is fantastic. Like, I don't even care that it came from, like, you know, 8 states away.
Yeah.
Like, it's really good, you know? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But this kicks off at 7 p.m., and all the beers range from, it says $6 to $18. Like, that's a pretty big range.
It's a serious range, man.
Like, what? Like, just give me a smaller pour and make them all, like, you know, $8 or something, you know?
Exactly.
Like, which one's costing $18 then? It's that beer that only comes out every 5 years.
That's a lot of coin, man. That's a lot of coin.
But Division Ale Street, it's on Division over that Division and Damon. So
that sounds about right. Yeah. Not too far from Fat Pour.
Right. Easy spot to get to, so definitely check that out if you are free on Wednesday night.
Right on. So we're going to slide right into Friday.
Okay.
Friday, July 3rd. Probably fireworks downtown in a major way on July 3rd.
Yeah. Always.
Alcohol Dependence Day. Not okay. Alcohol Independence Day. No, Alcohol Dependence Day at a local option. So this event's going to start at noon.
Okay.
And, you know, local option isn't playing any games, man.
That's early for their events.
Their events are usually like 3 p.m.
Yeah.
But they know you ditched work you're not working.
Right. I think many people are off that day.
Yeah.
I think it's the 4th of July observance.
Yeah, observed.
Sure.
There's new food items. Local option has 6 beers they're making now. And they are going to have like 40 beers over the course of the day. KBS is going to be there. They have Backyard Rye still. They have Bourbon County.
Wow.
Backyard Rye.
See, it never goes away.
To your point, I mean, it is never any supply of BCF. We're spoiled, man.
We are.
Like, there's probably some dude, you know, in Texas, like,
I've never had it.
These dudes make me sick. They have no idea how good they got it.
Right. I see it on tap. I'm like, no, not today.
Yeah. What's funny is that it's true. Like, we were, KBS, for example. Like, KBS, you know, it was up in Grand Rapids last week. And, you know, KBS is on, but it's, like, 85 degrees. Mm-hmm. And the line's, like, super long. We're like, you know what? I don't know what this gold nail is. I'm just going to drink that.
Yeah. I'll just have that. It reminds me of this time where we rented a cabin for Super Bowl weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And we had so much pork belly. We had pork belly with, like, every meal with breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Yeah.
And then afterwards, I was like, I can't have pork belly again. Like, I see it, like, this pork belly burger or whatever on the menu. I was like, no thanks. No, can't do it. Give me the chicken.
Yeah.
Give me that golden lager.
For sure, man. So this is at local option. This is on July 3rd. This is at noon.
Okay. Are they open for their donut thing yet?
I don't know.
Okay.
He did say, like, on a previous show, we talked about how Local Option is going to, you know, like, become, like, basically like a donut and coffee shop during the day. And, you know, and Tony, you know, one of the guys there, he was like, dude, we're not going to announce it. You're just going to come by Local Option at, like, 8 in the morning, and we're going to put the fryers right by the window, and you're going to smell donuts, and then you'll know that we're doing this thing with the donuts and the coffee.
If you've gone there and had their donuts, let us know if they're open. Because this would be a good excuse. This event starts at noon.
Yeah. You're probably off.
You get there early, get some donuts, you know, maybe take a little walk, and then hit up the event. Be the first one there.
That's a good point. Yeah, for sure.
So that's Friday. I think happening all weekend is Naperville Rib Fest.
Okay.
Which is a pretty solid event.
It's one of the biggest events, too, in Naperville all year.
Yeah, for sure. The beers, I think, are just okay. They're nothing to, like, you know, you're not going there for those limited releases. But I think they do have some solid choices, and I think it's improved over the years. But you can try all these different rib places, and I know it's a good time.
I know Naperville loves a festival.
Yeah.
That's all
you got? All right. So, yeah, if you're in Naperville, or I know a lot of people take the train out because it gets off not too far from there. You could walk over.
Yeah.
Definitely check that out. I think it's 3rd, 4th, and 5th.
Right on. You probably watch the fireworks out there if you're out there.
Yeah, I know. I think they do the fireworks in the park there. So
for sure.
Be easy.
One of my favorite, the side note, since it is 4th of July weekend, right? I lived in Rogers Park for a couple years, right? And one of my favorite moments was, I just like being really close to the water. One of my favorite moments, though, you know, I'm like on Pratt and Sheridan, and my building's like 6 floors up, right?
Okay.
And, you know, it fell on like, you know, fell on a Saturday. And, you know, I'm sitting.
4th of July?
4th of July did. I'm sitting in my window, you know, and I'm watching fireworks from Evanston and then from Skokie.
Oh, right? That's awesome.
And
then
from like another, like I'm seeing like 3 different sets of fireworks go off.
Okay.
And it was just like a really cool kind of memorable thing.
That's fun. Yeah. I'm usually in the suburbs. My mom has a party, and we're usually driving back about the time fireworks go off. So we're on the expressway, and you see like fireworks from the towns as you go through. So it's fun.
Yeah.
Good stuff. Fireworks. Definitely. I can't wait. The city's already like blowing up. Like I just hear them like, boom.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, all right.
Yeah. You guys must have went to Indiana today and scooped a gang of fireworks, you know, for the cheap.
But back to the beer event.
Let's get back to it.
What else is happening this weekend?
All right. So I'm going to slide right past this weekend and go right into July 7th, which is next Tuesday. That's all I got.
Okay.
All right. So we got a Hop Leaf.
Okay.
We've got a Solemn Oath and Brewery Dinner. Now, the brewery is the West Coast Brewery, BRU. They're out in, you know, like Orange County, California.
Yeah.
This is a $100 ticket. They're doing 8 beers.
Jesus.
And you know what? You know what's kind of cool, and then also kind of, you know, weird. They're not mentioning anything about like what the brews are gonna be, or what the food's gonna be.
Oh.
They're just like, come get you some. It's 8 beers. It's a brewery at Solemn Oath. It's $100. It's July 7th, which is a Tuesday.
Wow. Okay.
That's it.
I guess for $100, you're hoping that it's worth it. Then
you're putting your faith in a Hop Leaf at that point.
Yeah.
But you know, Hop Leaf, it's on the short list. If you know, if you got people coming in from out of town, they say, "Hey, what are the 5 spots you need to hit?" More than likely, Hop Leaf's going to be on that list. You know, so you're putting all your chips on the table.
Right.
You know,
and Hop Leaf's food is usually pretty good. It's not, I think, like top of the list, but it's good. Especially if you're there for the beers, you know, you're like, the beer list is always amazing. So if you get like Mussels or even their like. But their CB&J is fantastic.
Yeah.
So
yeah, for sure.
$100, damn.
It's a stiff price point.
That's a lot. I feel like that's a publican dinner right there.
Yeah,
that's like
basically. Yeah. Which I haven't been to yet. Not for dinner.
Not for dinner.
I've been to PQM across the street tons of times.
Okay.
Haven't been to publican just for like a proper dinner. Been there just for like, you know, meetings and beer and stuff.
Okay. I'd love if someone goes to this, let us know. I'd love to hear what they had, or if you have photos, just to be like, oh yeah, they busted out, you know, every one of the like Black Tuesday, don't they have like morning Mondays and
every days of the week. Chocolate Rain, Gray Monday, there's something on Wednesday.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's their Barrel Aged Imperial Stout series, the days of the week. Everything's basically, it's a base. Black Monday is the base, and then they kind
of.
Black Tuesday is the base, and then they play off of that for like most days of the week.
So I'd love to maybe like the end flight is all of those or something like that, or I don't know. Like the mystery almost makes you want to just shell out the cash and be like, "What do I got?" But then if you go and you're like, "Oh, all I got was Black Tuesday," I thought I was getting them all.
Right.
All right. We'll see. We'll see what it is.
All right. And then so we got Wednesday, July 8th, is an off-color tap takeover at the Monkey's Paw.
Monkey's Paw?
2530-something north Southport.
Okay.
In the 2500 block on Southport. Is a bar called the Monkey's Paw. So this is one of those things. It's a tap takeover with off color. There's five beers though. So do they only have five taps at the Monkey's Paw?
Just two. Does off color only have five beers? Right.
Yeah, right. Yeah. This is
this
more,
one or the other there.
Right. Right. This is more of an invasion. So this isn't really a takeover.
Okay.
Right. Like, oh, but they're bringing five beers from Off Color.
I'm gonna say, hold on.
Yeah.
I'm gonna say the Monkey's Paw probably only has five beers, or five taps, because it's like a hand. So maybe they only have five fingers.
Yeah, that would make it a proper takeover.
That'd be a takeover.
Yeah.
All right.
I just hate when people like use the word to just describe
takeover. You know. We take over a few of them.
Yeah. 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 Like a takeover is like every tap.
Yeah.
So yeah. So this they've got Apex Predator, Dino S'mores, and then something called Class War, which is basically a 10% Viking meat. And Off Color's thing is really like bringing back these styles that are near extinction.
Okay.
And there's a name for this Vikings meat. I'll have it by the end of the show.
Okay.
But it's a type of beer that we haven't really heard of yet.
Man, a Viking meat. That's kind of nuts. It must be pretty big, and I feel like potent for the Viking power.
Yeah, it's almost like a smoked mead, like a 10% smoked mead.
And you'd have to drink it probably out of your Viking hat with your like horns on it and all that good stuff. All right. I wonder if they'll do this in bottles too, because most of their beers come out in bottles as well.
Yeah, most of their beers have been coming out in like four or six packs. Okay, so the Class War, the Viking mead we're talking about, is a Gotlands Drekka.
Okay.
Which is a 10% beer. It's when the Vikings weren't drinking mead and pillaging, they would drink this high gravity smoked rye beer.
Okay.
So basically, I just lied to everyone.
So it's not a smoked. It's not a smoked mead.
It's not a smoked mead. It's a smoked rye beer, which is 10%.
So it's, yeah. Okay.
But they do add it's smoked over pear wood, and then they add a bunch of honey to it, probably to get the ABV up to 10.
Right, because you need those. Maybe that's why you thought it was a mead, because of the honey and
exactly.
like high alcohol in that.
Yeah, So it's a 10% smoked beer.
I like that when they are not drinking mead and not pillaging, they're drinking this. Like, not that. All right, we'll do this.
During their downtime, smashing like 10% beers. Yeah, right.
It's like their pregame for raping and pillaging.
Exactly.
Well, that's all we have on the calendar, right?
Yes.
It's a quiet week. I think everyone's going to be hanging out, barbecuing. I'm sure we'll be back with a full calendar next week. Lots of events to go to.
Yeah.
But as always, we got some beer news, and we got some, I think, a pretty funny story that came out.
Yeah, it did. Yeah. So, Donald Trump, he announced his run for presidency in 2016. And then he made some disparaging remarks against like immigrants and Mexicans in particular,
right.
Talking about the type of people that they're bringing over here. He wasn't using very kind words, saying they were like, all kinds of like,
I think he said something about paying for the fence and all that stuff.
He just said some really foul shit, yeah. Right, about Mexicans. Right. So Five Rabbit, Trump Tower is right downtown on the Chicago River. Right. It used to be the old Chicago Sun-Times building.
Right.
They bought it
that
out.
That location,
yeah. Yeah, that location. And now it's like a mix of like condos and like a bar and, a bunch of business suites and all this kind of
shit.
Hotel,
yeah.
Yeah, hotels, all that jazz. So Five Rabbit makes a golden ale for them. It's a house beer for them.
Right. Okay.
So when Five Rabbit got a hold of this, Five Rabbit is a cerveceria, the country's first like Latin-inspired craft brewery. They heard about what Donald Trump said, and they said, we're immediately pulling out of this deal with you. And we don't want to be involved with anybody that thinks this way about, Mexicans, right?
Okay.
So there's like 16 kegs of this beer left. So they're going to not deliver the kegs to Trump, and they're going to deliver it to bars around town.
Okay.
And they're changing the beer, changing the name of the beer. The name of the beer now is Chinga Tu Madre.
Okay.
Which basically just means like, F your mother, right?
Okay.
Which is kind of, that's their response to the Donald Trump controversy.
Okay. And didn't Fishman say they were buying like a whole bunch of it, like they wanted like a lot of it, like they're like, okay, we'll support this and yeah. give it to us.
If I know Fishman's, man, they're probably gonna try. They're gonna make a party out of it, you know. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So.
That's pretty funny. I'm sure Donald Trump is like, whatever. I forgot I even had that building.
Right. Like, he'll try to blow it off. Yeah. He'll like, you know, stroke his hair and say whatever, and like smooth out his eyebrows. And say, you know, whatever.
Yeah. But that's pretty smart of a Five Rabbit, or like, I guess, good of them to just make that or take that stand and be like, yeah, yeah. you know, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, you're taking a stand. I mean, they're the only brewery in town that really kind of focuses on like, you know, hey, having these like Latin inspired beers like all year long.
Uh-huh.
You know, so it's good for them to say, hey, you know, we're not going to be involved with the guy that thinks that says shit like this.
Yeah. Who do you think is going to step in there and be like, all right, we'll brew the house beer for you.
Probably the same dudes that made the beer for Joe Paterno last week, right? It's probably going to be those guys, right?
Okay.
Yeah, but who knows, man?
Some of the money's going to be there, and someone's gonna be like, yeah. We need the beer, yeah. Yeah. What do you got?
For sure. One more bit of news. This weekend, you know, the Grateful Dead's in town. They're at Soldier Field. So this is the Grateful Dead 50th anniversary. Fare Thee Well, I think is the name of the tour.
Okay.
I'm not a Grateful Dead fan. Not really sure if I got that name right. But they're going to be in town for 3 days, like the whole 4th of July weekend, right?
Jesus. And,
yeah, so there's parties all around town for this. In fact, the Brewbuzz is going to be partying in the McCormick Place lot.
Okay.
Right? Oh, but the Haymarket is raffling off a pair of tickets to the Grateful Dead concert on July 4th.
Okay.
The tickets are, if you give $20... or you can buy a 3 for $50. These are raffle tickets. You could possibly win a pair of tickets to the Grateful Dead show on the 4th.
Oh, that's awesome.
And it's a fundraiser for ALS.
Oh, nice.
Which
okay.
is pretty cool. Yeah, there's a really cool connection to ALS. It's all on the Haymarket's website, all on our Facebook page. You can see like what the connection is to ALS and why they're doing this.
Okay.
But yeah, if you, I'm pretty sure all these shows are sold out.
Probably,
If you want to go, you know, donate to the Haymarket raffle. And you get a chance to win, and you get to donate to something cool.
Yeah.
So,
I feel like seeing the Grateful Dead would be neat. I don't know if I could make it through an entire jam fest of a Grateful Dead.
Right.
But you're going to be there. You might be there, right?
Well, we're definitely going to be in the lot. We're definitely going to be tailgating.
Okay.
So, you know, we'll be bringing beers and food and hanging out, partying. I don't know if we're going to hang out for the show.
I'm sure you could probably trade some hippies some beer for a ticket, and they might not know what's happening.
I think it'll be really good. It'll be a really cool scene to try to, like, you know, just kind of capture, you know. So that's probably what I'll be doing.
So what's the Brewbez do? Like, they're just parking there and, like, just drinking and hanging out? Like, what's
officially
the...
it's a dry hop event. So, like, the crew at Dry Hop is, like, pushing for the bus to go there. So there's going to be some Dry Hop beers, some Lagunitas beers, and a couple other local breweries.
Okay.
And, the bus holds, like, you know, about 20 people. So just a bunch of folks going to be hanging out, partying. Some of them have tickets to the show.
Nice.
And, we'll see where it goes. The gates open at noon for tailgating.
All right. So you'll be there. If you're looking for a Nick, you definitely keep an eye out. Look for the bus. I'm sure there's lots of buses. There are going to be tons of buses.
I think that's going to be a good time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm fine.
And if it sucks, we're going to Local Option. Local Option starts at noon.
That's true, yeah. You can just hang out there until everyone goes to the show and then, you know, head over to Local Option.
For sure.
Not bad. Well, I think that does it for this week's episode. A little light.
Yeah.
We powered through it. We killed this six-pack, or pretty close to killing this six-pack. But, Nick, if people want to get in touch, find you at the Grateful Dead concert. You know, if they want to, I don't know, do you dance? You sway? If they want to sway with you.
Yeah, I boogie.
Yeah, you boogie, Grateful. I think you.
I got that two-step, that timeless two-step. I don't know.
That might be too fast.
It goes this way, it goes that way, and then we're out.
How can they find you? How do they get in touch?
I'm on Twitter, at Nicosio.
And I'm on Twitter, at B-Rat. I will not be tailgating at the Grateful Dead concert, so I'm sorry. But you can probably find me somewhere else. Chicago Beer Pass is on Twitter, at Chicago Beer Pass. Our Facebook page, / Chicago Beer Pass. Photos get posted there. I hope Nick posts some photos of the Grateful Dead concert going on. So, yeah, go over there. Like it up. We're also sharing other events we come across. You know, stuff in the future that we're going to bring up here probably on the show over the next week. So you need to get tickets for. So go over there. And then our website, chicagobeerpass.com. All the episodes are posted there. Links to iTunes. Leave us a review. We love seeing those. More people find out about the show. More people listen. You got more friends to drink with. You know, someone else is going to buy you a beer then.
Everybody wins.
Yeah. So, we want to thank you for hanging out with us, listening to this week's episode. Take care.
Cheers.